Four little field mice who live in the sky. Four little field mice like you and I. One is the spring mouse who turns on the showers. Then comes the summer who paints in the flowers. The fall mouse is next with walnuts and wheat. And winter is last with little cold feet. Aren't we lucky the seasons are four? Think of a year with one less or one more. They all
did the person reading this children's story sound familiar? The voice sounds awfully familiar. It's the voice of famous film star Michael Shannon, also a local guy. Love him a lot. He is reading in part to help out the Chicago Children's Theater. They just launched the CCTV. It's a virtual theater and learning. This is a new initiative that they've pivoted to. I think it's really creative, and it's something that you can definitely check out with your children. And here to explain it much better than I can is the Director of Education and Community Programs, Dexter Ellis. Hi, Dexter. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. How have you been doing in this hunkering down state that we're in?
Oh, we've been doing actually pretty well. I'm here with my wife in our tiny Chicago apartment, so we're really glad that we get to hang out with each other. And oh my gosh, we tried so many new things that we never would have tried before with all these classes and camps and all these programs. So we're really, really excited about them and sort of seeing as an opportunity.
In case you're not familiar with the Chicago Children's Theater, tell us a little bit about it, Dexter.
Yeah, so we're a professional children's theater in the West Loop in Chicago. We've been around for about 16 years now, but we moved into our home in the West Loop, which is an old police station, actually. We moved there about 3 years ago, and we've really been building up a community there with our education department and our families. And we're really happy to have a full theater to produce our shows, full season of shows every year. So we do all sorts of shows. We do literary adaptions. We do new works. We've done a pretty wide variety of things. So that's quick and dirty on us.
Yeah, I didn't realize that you're the city's largest nonprofit theater devoted exclusively to children and families.
Yeah, that's right. So we, like I said, we've been around for a while. We were at the Ruth Page Center for a while. We've done shows at other theaters, and we're lucky to have our home now to start expanding our reach. And like I said, we have our shows, but we also do programs all through the city. We partner up with other theaters, and we host our own series of classes and camps year round. So the two-story building that we have is bustling every single day, until quite recently. So,
well, I love the mission. The mission is really to involve and focus on children and their families. And I feel theater and the arts and performance is something that children really gravitate towards.
Yeah, absolutely. And definitely something that children shouldn't stop doing.
Absolutely.
During this time either.
Yes. Yeah. And so this is the perfect leadway into, so how did you guys get Michael Shannon to read? Of course, I know he's very involved in Chicago theater, but how did you get him involved? And tell us a little bit about this new initiative.
Yeah, so about a week into this whole disaster, we had a family email us, and they had came and saw Frederick, which was one of our shows that we put up a couple years ago, and they were really excited by it, and they loved the show so much. And she was looking for something for her daughter to do during this time. And she said that her daughter loved the show and she would love to have a video of the show if we had one. And we have our archival videos, which are, simply meant for that. They're meant for archive. And we were wondering what was a good way that we could release this story, because it is quite a lovely story and very relevant now. It's about a mouse named Frederick who, he just contributes to his group of mice in a different way than everybody mm-hmm. else does. we were looking for a way to tell this story, and we wasted absolutely no time. We brainstormed as a staff together and decided that we would love to put together a small puppet show. We do a lot of puppetry in our work, both in our education department with children, because it works very well with children, and then for children on our main stage. So we decided to turn it into a small puppet show. We're lucky that our whole team is very hands-on and loves to build stuff and loves to collaborate with each other. And we had Will Bishop, our director of production, build out this wonderful, wonderful puppet show with his partner, Grace Needleman, who is a wonderful artist as well. And we were wondering who would be a really good person to narrate this. And Jackie Russell, our co-founder and artistic director, has had a couple of run-ins with Michael Shannon just because he's so involved in the theater scene. And she decided to, you know, to reach out and see if he would support it. And, you know, it just shows that he believes in our mission as a theater and in the Chicago theater scene as a whole. And he was very, very generous to, you know, to work with us on this project. And it was really, really amazing. And we're very lucky to have produced this wonderful 10-minute piece of theater that families can watch on our YouTube channel.
And if you can't, if you're placing, you're thinking about the name but can't quite place the face, you know, he was General Zod in Man of Steel, the recent Superman movie. He was in Boardwalk Empire. He was in The Shape of Water. Also just recently in The Current War, which I just watched as well. So very successful. He was also in Knives Out, which was really funny. So there you go. So
I just watched that last week.
Yes.
It was wonderful.
Oh, wow. It's a great little, it's like Clue-like mystery. It was fantastic. But yes, so that's fantastic. So I just wanted to put that out there in case sometimes you can't quite place a name, but then the voice is so familiar. So that was a big get for you guys. It was fantastic of him to help out too. But this is a lot more than just this one, you know, puppet production that now people can watch on CCTV, which stands for, I'm guessing, Chicago Children's Theater Virtual.
Yeah, we just thought it was really really clever, you know, twist on TV
and yeah.
CCTV, yeah. So we decided to go with the name CCTV, and yeah, we put out our you know, we put out this piece, and then of course we have to keep on putting out works. We can't just stop
yeah.
there. So
you have a demanding, you know, audience now.
I know, right? I know. So we have decided to, you know, start producing. I think we're going to keep putting out productions, but in the meantime, we decided to start putting out educational content for kids. So a lot of this is pre-recorded material that children can watch from our teaching artists. And then a lot of it is submissions from our Play at Home contest, which I would love to talk about.
Yes. What is Play at Home? And these are actual classes.
Yeah. So we have our Play at Home classes, which are our online classes, which you can watch it on TV or on the YouTube channel, but we also have our Play at Home contest as well that we're doing. So the classes are the pre-recorded stuff, and there we're also doing you know, Zoom classes, which I'm sure everybody has become accustomed to
right.
by now.
And so these are live classes that parents can sign their children up for.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, we've done a lot of pay what you can classes, as well as fee-based classes. So there's something there for everybody. And we've had such a wide array of classes, truly. We've done everything from, you know, accents to yoga to beatbox to ukulele to making films to what we're going to call superhero training. We've done all sorts of different types of classes that we're very, very excited about.
So a lot of options out there for you. In case you just want to go ahead and log on and you need to watch a video class right away, that's there. If you want to sign up for a live class that's given over Zoom, that's also there too.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
And then you also have this really fascinating contest that I was mentioning where parents can get involved and do a creative project with their children.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's our Rollo Clay Pack Play at Home contest. So we are, you know, we decided to come up with something fun right away. You know, right when all this went down, we were like, okay, we got to find a fun way for kids to to kids to spend time at home, still being creative, and try to get the families involved too. So we decided to come up with a make your own play at home contest. So, you know, this is what we do with the kids day in and day out of the theater. So it's something that we've, you know, that we've taught here at our building, but it's also something that's not terribly difficult to do at home. I mean, kids do it all the time. They're playing make-believe. They're building stories. They're building worlds in their own head. They're you know, they're true authors. So, you know, we really just wanted to give them the space to do that with their family. So the idea is that they make a video that's 5 minutes or less that's a play with their family. And we have a few rules in there. There has to be an evil villain. You have to use one of your family members. You create your own mythical creature. But other than that, the table is open, and we don't want it to be intimidating for anybody. So if you have trouble or get stuck, we have a couple of guides on the website that should help you out there.
So less than 5 minutes, a mythical creature of your choice, an evil villain, and you have to include one of your family members, which I think is great because then it forces everyone to, you know, work together and be interactive at home. And it sounds super cool. Let's see. And where can people go to find out about more information about this?
So they can check out our website, chicagochildrenstheater.org. We also have, you know, everything on our Facebook and Instagram as well. Those are always good venues to check them out. So we're posting those videos on our YouTube page as well as they come in. And then we're going to have a viewing party at the very end of all this. So at the end of May, we're going to put together something and host a live viewing of all the videos. So it'll be a lot of fun and definitely something to look out for.
Chicago Children's Theater Director of Education and Community Programs, Dexter Ellis. But Dexter, tell us, what do you win? What's the prize if you win this contest?
Oh, absolutely. You get a family four-pack to our 2021 season. So that's four tickets to any show at CCT. Or you get to take a free class at CCT. So that's a whole session of classes. And no worries. Of course, we would love for you to join us for an in-person class, but we want to continue having online classes, and we will continue having online classes. So even if you're not in Chicago, we've had people join us from California. We've had a family join us from Hawaii. We've had people join us from all over. So no matter where you are, you're welcome to tune in for one of our online classes if you win.
Well, I love this. Going virtual is expanding your audience, which is fantastic. But we're hoping to see you on the other side of this. You guys are going to be up and running. Everything is going to be okay, right?
Yes, we're taking advantage of the situation that was given to everybody. So,
well, fantastic. Dexter Ellis, thank you so much for being with us. Chicago Children's Theater's website, where you can get links to all of these fantastic learning projects and this at-home contest as well. It's Chicago Children's Theater, and theater is spelled the British way, theatre.org. Am I right, Dex?
You are right. Okay. Yes, that is how you spell it.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. A lot more coming up right here on WGN Radio.